stonework. The only indication that this night was special was the cluster of carriages and nobility in the courtyard. The soldiers in the area had noted Vin and Elland, but made no move to engage or even slow them. Those watching, both nobility and soldiers, were interested, but few of them looked surprised. Vin and Elland were expected. Vin's hunch about that was confirmed when she moved up the steps and nobody moved to intercept them. The guards at the door watched suspiciously, but let her and Elland pass. Inside, she found a long entry hall lit by lamps. The flow of people turned left, so Vin and Elland followed, twisting through a few labyrinthine corridors until they approached a larger meeting hall. "Not exactly the most impressive place for a ball, eh?" Elland said as they waited their turn to be announced. Vin nodded. Most noble keeps had exterior entrances directly into their ballroom. The room ahead, from what she could see of it, had been adapted from a standard ministry meeting room. Rivets covered the floor where benches had once been, and there was a stage on the far side of the room where obligators had probably once stood to give instruction to their subordinates. This was where Yeoman's table had been set up. It was too small to be a truly practical ballroom. The people inside weren't cramped exactly, but neither did they have the space the nobility preferred for forming separate little groups where they could gossip. "Looks like there are other party rooms," Elland said, nodding to several corridors leading from the main ballroom. People were trailing in and out of them.
"Places for people to go if they feel too crowded," Vin said. "This is going to be a tough place to escape, Elland. Don't let yourself get cornered. Looks like an exit over there to the left."
Elland followed her gaze as they walked into the main room. Flickering torchlight and trails of mist indicated a courtyard or atrium.
"I'll stay close to it," he said, "and avoid going to any of the smaller side rooms."
"Good,"
Vin said. She also noted something else. Twice during the trip through the corridors to the ballroom, she'd seen stairwells leading down. That implied a fairly large basement, something uncommon back in Luthadel.
"The Canton building goes down rather than up," she decided.
It made sense, assuming that there really was a storage cache below. The door herald announced them without needing a card to read from, and the two entered the room. The party was nowhere near as lavish as the one at Keep Oriel had been. There were snacks, but no dinner, likely because there wasn't room for dining tables. There was music and dancing, but the room was not draped in finery. Yeoman had elected to leave the simple Stark Ministry walls uncovered.
"I wonder why he even bothers to hold balls," Vin whispered.
"He probably had to start them," Elland said, "to prompt the other nobility. Now he's part of the rotation. It's smart of him, though. It gives a man some measure of power to be able to draw the nobility into his home and be their host."
Vin nodded, then eyed the dance floor.
"One dance before we split up?"
Elland wavered.
"To tell you the truth, I feel a bit too nervous."
Vin smiled, then kissed him lightly, completely breaking noble protocol.
"Give me about an hour before the distraction. I want to get a feel for the party before I sneak away."
He nodded and they split, Elland heading directly for a group of men that Vin didn't recognize. Vin herself kept moving. She didn't want to get bogged down by conversation, so she avoided the women she recognized from Keep Oriel. She knew that she should probably have worked to reinforce her contacts, but the truth was that she felt a little bit of what Elland did. Not truly nervousness, but rather a desire to avoid typical ball activities. She wasn't there to mingle. She had more important tasks to be concerned with. So she meandered through the ballroom, sipping a cup of wine and studying the guards. There were a lot of them, which was probably good. The more guards there were in the ballroom, the fewer there would be in the rest of the building, theoretically. Vin kept moving, nodding to people, but withdrawing any time one of them tried to make conversation with her. If she had been yeoman, she would have ordered a few particular soldiers to keep watch on her, just to make certain that she didn't stray anywhere sensitive. Yet none of the men seemed to be all that focused on her. As the hour passed, she grew more and more frustrated. Was Yeoman really so incompetent that he wouldn't keep watch on a known Mistborn who entered his home base? Annoyed, Vin burned bronze. Perhaps there were allomancers nearby. She nearly jumped in shock when she felt the allomantic pulsings coming from just beside her. There were two of them, courtly puffs, women whose names she didn't know, but who looked distinctly dismissible. That was probably the idea. They stood chatting with a couple of other women a short distance from Vin. One was burning copper, the other was burning tin. Vin would never have picked them out if she hadn't had the ability to pierce copper clouds. As Vin drifted through the room, the two followed, moving with an impressive level of skill as they slid in and out of conversations. They always stuck close enough to Vin to be within tin-enhanced hearing range, yet stayed far enough away in the relatively crowded room that Vin would never have picked them out without allomantic help. Interesting, she thought, moving toward the perimeter of the room. At least Yeoman wasn't underestimating her. But now, how to give the women the slip? They wouldn't be distracted by Ellen's disturbance, and they certainly wouldn't let Vin sneak away without raising an alarm. As she wandered, working on the problem, she noted a familiar figure sitting at the edge of the ballroom. Slowswift sat in his usual suit, smoking his pipe as he relaxed in one of the chairs set out for the elderly or the overdanced. She trailed over to him. I thought you didn't come to these things, she noted, smiling. Behind, her two shadows expertly worked their way into a conversation a short distance away.
I only come when my king holds them, Slowswift said.
Ah, Vin said. Then she drifted away. Out of the corner of her eye, she noted Slowswift frowning. He'd obviously expected her to speak to him further, but she couldn't risk his saying anything incriminating. At least, not yet. Her tails extricated themselves from their conversation, the speed of Vin's departure forcing them to do so awkwardly. After walking for a bit, Vin paused, giving the women the chance to get themselves into yet another conversation. Then Vin spun and walked quickly back to Slowswift, trying to look as if she'd just remembered something. Her tails, intent on looking natural, had trouble following. They hesitated, and Vin gained just a few short breaths of freedom. She leaned down to Slowswift as she passed.